me again this week.
I'm Weller.
You're fucking quick on the uptake there, buddy.
I had to think for a second.
We spent a whole fucking hour last week just getting you broke in, getting you de-virginized.
And now my cherry is busted like, wide open.
With me again this week. And I'm... Weller, that's me. That's me. Corey's real job again interfered this week, so he's out, you know, making the Benjis, making the Washingtons, to feed his wife and stuff because he's strong man, strong like a bull, provide for wife.
Times are tough, man.
Yeah. So
maybe he needs a second job.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, that's just what he needs. That'll make it so much easier for us to record. If Corey has a second job, that'd be spectacular. So he wasn't able to make it in this week. Grabbed up Weller. We just came from the pub. Did we not?
Oh yes.
Yeah. How
best
was that?
Time ever. Best
was that
time
awesome?
Ever. Oh yeah.
We went to our local neighborhood bar, Smitty's. What an awesome place. I love that place. It's just a very generic name for a bar though.
It's got character though.
Oh, it does. It does. It's got a lot of character. It was flooded out last week when it, I'm sure the folks that are watching the news have seen about Iowa, which is where we live. Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, and Des Moines, all terrible flooding, this last week. And Smitty's was underwater. That's why they don't have carpet anymore. So they tore the carpet out and then like, good enough, let's open back up. So we were in there and I wasn't drinking tonight. I was fucking, I'm all jammed up on CL1, which is like generic Red Bull.
So that's his job though.
Oh fuck, I'm fried, man. I'm probably going to drink a bunch of it tomorrow. It's like liquid heroin, right? So I'm just, and Weller's drinking Bud Heavy from a tall boy can, which is
classy, man.
Oh fuck.
I'm glamorous to the bone.
You want
to
hear panties drop in a room, you fucking crack one of those. So we were in there, and then the folks who own Smitty's own an after-hours club across the street.
Yep.
The upstairs after-hours. So we went over there, checked that out. We walked in, and we were the only motherfuckers in there.
Massive sausage.
Oh, it was terrible, except for
one drunk girl.
One drunk girl who fucking came in. Jumped all over one of they don't serve alcohol there. It's a non-alcoholic. That's how they can stay open. That's how they beat the dram shop laws, the liquor laws. They can stay open until 5 o'clock in the morning as long as they don't serve alcohol. You can bring your own alcohol in, your own beer and wine, but they can't sell you alcohol. Well, she had been drinking across the street all night. So she comes over wearing this fucking jean skirt that just barely covered her sideways smile.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, if she would have fucking sneezed, you would have seen her gash. Swear to God. So, but she comes in and she jumps all over one of the bartenders and she's just all over him. And like, he is just loving it, you know? Well, then she goes and lays down on this couch in her little skirt. You can see her fucking, her goods.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and then she, yeah, just hanging it out there for everybody. And then he walks by and she grabs him and drags him in and they start making out. And it's like a fucking, the worst porno I've ever seen, but it's a porno. I mean, he's groping on it and they're making out. It's like a fucking...
It was ninth grade all over again, basically.
Right, it was like going to that party in your buddy's basement. Yeah.
And he's making out with this girl and you're just like, okay, what do I do?
And we're all very uncomfortable because there's maybe, six people in there at that point?
If even that, yeah.
And we knew all the people that were... We had all walked across the street together, except for this chick. We don't know her. We don't know who the hell she is. I've never seen her before in my life. And our buddy, Adam, who... actually guest hosted on episode 5, which is now called episode 5.1 because I had to re-upload it. He's sitting right next to us and Judd, who's making out with this chick, has the presence of mind because he knows she's wearing a short skirt to put his hand down and kind
he
of
cupped.
Cup to so that we're not staring at her
but hoo-ha. See, we're not like the guy that he should be worrying about.
No,
he robbed us of like a decent view. Well, this chick was not bad looking.
No, she was a cute girl, looked kind of young, but yeah. She was cute. And for the most part, we had our backs to it. But every time they would shift, you could kind of hear what was going on back there. So I turn around and I'm like, Jesus Christ, and he's got her stuff covered, which is very, good of him. Very gentlemanly, would that be right? He's
no,
practically
he
fucking
just,
this chick.
But yeah.
He's covering it up because he knows it's not cool if we stare at it, which I'm fine with. I don't have any interest in watching this fucking train wreck go down at all. But he's cupping it with his right hand, and our buddy Adam sits there, and he's got both fucking elbows on his knees and his chin on his hands. I'm acting it out. That's why it's getting louder and closer. And out of nowhere, he goes, Judd, move your fucking hand! Like, as loud as he can. Move your fucking hand! And I'm like, dude!
It reminds me of those, like, low-class porns where, like, you hear the cameraman, like, telling them what to do. Like,
okay, now.
Move to the left. You can't see.
Now touch your clit. Okay. But it's never like, salacious. Like, he's never like, oh, touch your clit. It's always, it sounds like a fucking instructional video.
Yeah, it's like a teacher telling you, like, you're in trouble.
Okay, now touch your clit. Okay, all right, grab your boob.
Lift the leg, 3 inches to the left. Yep, okay, turn the head. You're in my light. Smile, act like you like it.
Yep, you're in my light. Yep. We need you to make more noise. Well, maybe he needs to have a bigger cock. Well, we need you to make more noise. You know, it's very fucking academic and very slot A, tab, or slot B, tab A kind of deal.
Definitely.
Know? And so I'm watching this whole thing go down, and I'm starting to get disgusted. Because we're getting older. We're almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
We've seen all that shit.
Exactly. Right?
And you're watching this poor girl who's probably 22.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't even know what she's doing.
No. It's her, you know. Oh, I'm gay. Yay. I'm old enough to drink beers. Whee. I'm gonna pass out here and wake up pregnant. You know. It's pretty much
the story will not end well.
Oh, fuck no. And so, part of me wants to just like a fucking car wreck, man. Part of me wants to look. Because it's like, when will I ever see anything like this again, right? And then it clicks in my head, well, next week if I come back up here, right? Because it's like a dance club, you know? But it's where everybody goes after they leave the bar because they can go there and still party. And
sober up and then go home.
There's not a whole lot of sobering up that happens at that place. Usually people walk in with a case of beer and they're there to do work, son. Like, and then the DJ, fucking Mad Dog, cool guy, man, plays some fucking beats. And the nice thing is if it ever gets too, like, rowdy in there, throw on some country and just calling that shit out. People can't, you know, if people are a rock and roll crowd or a rap crowd and you play country, it's not like when you play country in a country bar and everybody wants to fucking brawl. It's like you play country and it's like it soothes the savage beast.
It does.
It's nuts. It's because a lot of people are looking around going, which you did today.
What the hell do I do right now?
Indeed. It gets that fucking awkward look on your face and you're like, huh? I didn't bring my cousin. Who am I going to fuck? You know, kind of a deal. So there was that. And we came from that. I was drinking energy drinks. You were drinking some beers. And then we decided to come back and record. Because I'm going camping this weekend. And needed to get the show recorded out. And we've had a good response so far to your very first show last week. Man.
Proud of it. Definitely.
People dig you. They dig you because you're weird. And the folks like that, man, I'm telling you, they dig your weirdness. I've had so many people come up to me and tell me, like, the recorder thing for the Snickers, I do it. I'm like, fuck yeah. How the fuck did he come up with that shit? Because on last week's show, Weller had this big challenge, you know, involving a recorder and playing Phil Collins in the air night, which Rob tried to find the sheet music for a recorder.
You know, I actually went home and listened to the song afterwards, and it would be very hard to play on the recorder. There's, like, not a whole lot to play on it.
Well, there's not a whole lot of music, dude.
You'd have to, like, fake to, like, sing the song through the recorder, pretty much.
So you'd be better off with a kazoo.
Actually, yes. I probably should have gone with a kazoo.
Can we amend it? Can it be a kazoo? Can that be the kazoo challenge instead?
Whatever wind instrument you like, that'll be...
Can you just imagine...
The pan flute. Can you whatever. Imagine, can you imagine whatever floats your boat.
The kazoo. It's like you're farting in rhythm. I mentioned Rob. Rob is our friend that I met through the Quick Stop, www.quickstopentertainment.com, through the forums.
Yep.
And he has been kind enough to set up a MySpace page for Misinformation. Normally, this would be the point where I tell you exactly what the MySpace page for Misinformation is, except for I'm not entirely sure, because the page just started... I got it. Okay. www.myspace.com/misinformationpodcast.
Nice.
Yes. So tell your friends. We're trying to get a viral campaign going here, because we need to pick up more listeners. We love the people who are listening already. But we need to add some more folks, man. I want the show to fucking get out there and get people to hear it.
Tell your friends and spread the word.
Yeah, fucking get one person that hasn't listened to the show, get them to listen. It'll be a shiny nickel in it for you.
Maybe we'll give you a shout out.
It fucking sucks balls because Ken Plume and Dana Snyder on their podcast, Snidecast, they're always giving shit away. They're giving away fucking collectibles and all this stuff. And it's like, what do I have to give people?
you know, actually, I just went through like my old art supplies that Maya got from my ex-wife. She left. I've got like a box of glitter. If someone wants that, it's theirs.
You're willing to ship a box of glitter to someone? A box of
glitter, yes. To one lucky listener.
The one lucky listener. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, it's better than nothing.
Well, you know, here's the problem that I have with that, Weller. You know that there's a poll out there right now for best guest host, and you are totally trying to fucking buy votes. And now what you're going to get is you're going to get 14 strippers fighting over you. Because there's only two people in this world that need glitter. Two types of people. Gay folk and strippers.
The kids love the glitter.
Do kids love glitter?
All chicks, that lotion shit. That, remember, it was kind of going away, but maybe 3-4 years ago.
Well,
there was a lotion that you put on. It looked clear, but as soon as you like you waited 2 minutes, there's fucking glitter all over everywhere.
Oh, I fucking hated this.
That shit was evil. You get dry. Hey, honey, can I borrow your lotion? It's like, here you go. You put it on. It looks white. Looks normal. 5 minutes later, there's fucking glitter all over your entire fucking body. You look like a fucking retard.
And then you reach for the fucking lotion when you're home.
And that shit does not wash off. Like other lotion, within 5 minutes, gone. But this is like super crazy lotion.
It's like
it sticks there for like a fucking week.
My wiener's glittery. I was watching a movie and I decided it was time. And now my wiener's got glitter on it.
It does look nice in the sack, though. I will say that.
That shit fucking got me stone cold busted one night. I was in college and I had a cast party. And all the people that were in the play that I was doing came over. And there's this little blonde chick. And she came over and she brought her boyfriend with her. Her boyfriend, who it turns out, everybody knew it then, but he would finally admit later, flaming homosexual.
Right.
Okay. Super nice kid. Very, very gay. But he was still fighting it. He was fighting it hard. Like he had both feet on the fucking jamb of the closet door. Holding like a cartoon, holding on to the fucking doorknob, and people are trying to open it, and he's like, "Not yet, fuckers! I'm not coming out." But somehow or another, we're down in the basement taking pictures. You know, oh yay, we're all so happy to have been this show together, hooray! And she fucking lays one on me, and my buddy takes a picture. I'm like, "Fuck, you just kissed me with tongue." She's like, "I know, I thought you were kind of cute." I'm like, and that's actually, she's one of those chicks that talked like that.
Not good.
No. So we end up in the back bedroom of the house, fucking just making out like bunnies. Like, man, I fucking got my face in her boobs. Her boyfriend's looking for her. And we come out of the bedroom separately. He doesn't see us come out. But he comes up and starts talking to me. And my face is covered in fucking glitter. Like, fucking totally. Excuse me. Totally fucking covered in glitter. And he looks at me and he's like, "My girlfriend's the only one at this party wearing glitter." And without missing a beat, I go, "No, no, no, Matt's wearing glitter. He decided to be all wild today." And he gave me a hug.
Nice.
He fucking bought it. Like, the kid was dumb. He was really dumb. Sweetheart, nice kid, but dumb. Dumb as a fucking box of rocks. So that glitter's bad shit. Glitter got our buddy Mexican Chris in trouble once. Because he went to the fucking titty bar and he wasn't supposed to go. Remember that?
Their perfume, too, like any other chick's perfume, like you smell it for like 5 minutes and it's gone.
Uh-huh.
But stripper perfume, there's something about it. It will not leave like a day afterwards.
And it's always vanilla. Vanilla and sparkles.
Baby powder, too. They love the baby powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, have you ever noticed that stripper skin? It's never like shiny. It always has that like dull, like not pasty, but just like all the shines off. And I think that must be that baby powder that they put on. And I don't know if it makes it easier for them to fucking twirl around the pole. It's like they're like gymnasts. They fucking chalk up first before they go out there, you know?
Could be.
Our buddy Mexican Chris came home one night, fucking, and his wife, he's hammered, and his wife goes, "You went to the titty bar, didn't you?" He's like, "No." She's like, "You have glitter. You have glitter all over your face." He's like, "Here's what happened. I fell face first into a plate of Christmas cookies." And it was so funny. She couldn't be mad at him. I'm like, "That's some good shit, man. Quick. Drunk thinking, man. Good job. Way to not throw away your marriage over a titty bar."
Any business guy out there, if you need to know, like a chemist or something, think of a way to remove that glitter. Guys will buy tons of it at the strip club.
Yeah, like acetone.
Stand outside. Like there's always guys selling like kebabs and shit. Sell your spray that removes glitter and like perfume.
Where are there guys selling kebabs?
You never been to the Lumberyard too in Cedar Rapids?
No, that's a long drive to just see some titties. I got titties upstairs.
Oh no, this is quality shit, man. Quality. Really? Highly recommended.
Both of our strip clubs are closed right now here in town. Because of the flood.
Yep.
I say, you know, they're remodeling.
Is Porsche's open?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Shut up.
I haven't been there, but I've heard nothing good from there.
No, it's nasty, dude. It's like I've seen some of the people that work there. No, let's not even talk about
this. This is pretty much the lowest of the lowest strip clubs in the world.
Disgusting. It's bad. It's worse. From what I understand, it's on par with Chills and Thrills in Ottumwa, which when you walk in that place, it smells like the fucking
stable. I've heard there's like one stripper and she's like in her 60s.
60s?
Oh, yeah. No teeth. Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. But with the ones that we used to have that are downtown, you know, they're remodeling them, getting them all fancied up now with their insurance money. But I think they should have just fucking kind of just stripped them out and then put in some booths, because then they would finally have an excuse for the place to fucking smell like river water, because neither one of the strip clubs here in town smell good.
No.
Like, it's, you know, and to me, smell is a very important thing. And if you go walking into a place where women are taking their clothes off and it smells like fucking sewer water and dank.
Oh, yeah. There's like a little bit of BO, a little bit of like skunk beer. Yeah. It's just a bad combo of all sorts of things.
And it didn't used to be that way. When Flirts, supposedly the more upscale of the two, when that place first opened, they had some pretty girls working in there.
And then the bars in Cedar Rapids opened and they all flocked to the big one.
Yeah, that's probably true. But they got to be totally new down there at the Lumberyard.
Yeah, the money's better.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't really touch them there.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true. Well, you don't really want to touch them here. I mean,
you don't.
A night out with the guys, end result being Hep C, is not really how I roll. I don't know about you. I mean, when we rolled out of the fucking after hours club tonight, I was like, I can't take this shit, man. I'm getting too old for this. We got to go before somebody rapes that girl and we got to do something about it. You know, I've seen fucking chicks drop trowel on the dance floor, like down to their underwear.
Yeah.
Fucking back into some guy. And I'm like, holy shit, they're making a baby out there on the dance floor. Because the girl that I saw drop her pants decided that another girl's shorts were so short that she might as well just wear her underwear. I'm like, talk about some slut attention grabbing going on out there.
You gotta be the girl with the attention, though.
Oh, fuck. Apparently it worked, because here I am talking about it, and this happened like 6 months ago. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, so we just came from there. Nice place, owned by good friends of mine. He was very pissed off at me tonight. Did you see him?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, nice to see you, because I haven't been in the bar forever. But that's why I can buy nice recording equipment, is because I don't go to the fucking bar every week like I used to.
Which would have been his money, so yes, I understand.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Fair enough. He wants his cut.
Fair enough. And he wants to have another comedy show, because we had a comedy show in the upstairs in the club. Because during the day, that place doesn't open until 1 o'clock in the morning. So, like, having a comedy show at 9 o'clock there is easy money for him, because it would have normally been closed. He doesn't have to pay bartenders, because they don't, you know, he'll put one guy behind the bar up there, and he'll sell pizzas and energy drinks and stuff, and ice, you know, for when people bring their beer in. But it works out great for him, because his overhead is incredibly low, you know. So, if we have a comedy show and can get 100 people in there, it's pimp for him, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's just making, you know, he makes a door deal, and fuck. Good to go. So I can see why he's a little pissed. I'm sorry, Justin. I'll make it up to you, buddy. We'll have a comedy show or something, man. Now I feel bad. I just took the fucking joy out of this show, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm ready to cry.
That's my fault, man. Fuck, shit. Yeah, so we went over there to hang out with some buddies that we haven't hung out with in a while. And, we're back here. How's your week been? It's been a full week since we recorded last time.
Quiet, yep.
Quiet, nothing. Work.
Girlfriend left Alaska, so I've been alone again.
Yeah. She going crab fishing, or what's she doing up there?
Fishing. Actually, she told me she just found a job. She's up there for like 5 hours, already has a job.
Up there?
Oh, yeah.
How long is she going to stay up there?
6 weeks.
So she's going to, this is like basically a vacation, right?
Pretty much.
Mormons are weird, dude. I'm telling you. Who goes on vacation to find a job?
It's not a vacation, like her dad lives there.
Yeah.
She's been there she lived there for a while. She's been there for...
So what does she do for a living when she was here?
She's a nanny.
Oh, you told me that. So what are the kids doing? Just fending for themselves right now?
They're at summer camp all summer long.
Oh, so it's like money in that house.
Yes. Who else can afford a nanny?
Oh, fuck. I didn't know if it was like a real deal.
Nannies fucking hang out at the trailer park and shit.
Well, you do. They're just called stepmoms.
Touche, Zach. Touche.
Indeed. when my check coming? Wow, so she's going to be up there for 6 weeks, so you're without Poon for 6 weeks.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's going to suck. You want to borrow some sparkle lotion?
Actually, that glitter I promised you guys, wait about a month. I'll be done with it then. Might be a little ripe by then, but my apologies.
See, here's what you do is you mix baby powder with the glitter. That way it doesn't stick to you. We need to find a fucking contest so that you can send somebody a box of glitter. I think that'd be pimp shit.
It would.
Speaking of contests, last week we talked on the show about the hot dog, the mobile hot dog.
That's right. Deal, yes.
Right. And how much or what song would be the perfect song, you know, cause
the song you'd play if you had the hot dog
truck. Right. Because an ice cream truck does the ding, 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 yep. Ding, 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 ding. So we had some people email in. We had a total of more than zero emails that came in. I had two separate people at least mentioned the song Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter. And the more I thought about it, the more...
At first, I have to admit, my first thought was like, who the fuck would ever say that? And the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? That's actually really funny. And then the more I thought about it even more, and it's fucking genius.
Well,
that is a great song to play for Hot Dog Truck.
And can you imagine it as an instrumental?
People would definitely hear that and be like, what the fuck is going on? They'd have to go outside to see what's going on.
And you'd be cruising along in your little fucking hot dog truck, and the kids would run up and be like, I want a hot dog man. And you'd be forever known as the hot dog man. And I'd rather be called lots of other things, but I suppose, you know.
If it pays the bills.
If it's making money, I'll be the fucking hot dog man. I don't care. So I think that's where... So Rob was one of our the people who... said hot, hot, hot. So we want to mention Rob's name. This is normally the point where I would mention his last name, except for he's the one that made the MySpace page for us. And at one point, because I wrote some stuff on there too, like basically thanking him for doing the MySpace page, and I wrote his name. I said, you know, and Rob the Ass Man, and then his last name. Ooh, wow, he fixed that in like 20 minutes. Like 20 minutes, his last name is off there. So Ass Man, as I'm calling him from now on. Good show on the Buster Poindexter.
Thank you, Ass Man.
All right,
thank
good job, you. Ass Man. And Adam, our buddy Adam, also called me. He calls my cell phone. And I was at work, so I noticed that there was a missed call and a message. So I listened to the message, and he has this fucking, like, 10-minute message telling me why Buster Poindexter, hot, hot, hot. But he didn't know what it was called.
Right.
He's like, I saw this song that's perfect. It's this guy. It's from, like, the 80s, early 90s. And he's, like, he's singing, and it's very, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hot, hot, hot.
That's all you gotta know, man. I don't care how old your singer are. You just hear that, you're like, I know what you're talking about.
But the worst part is, like, he's explaining the music, and he's like, it's all da-da-da-da-da. It's like no harmony, no melody at all.
Beats just, way off.
Oh, he's totally fucking it up. But the minute he says, and then out of nowhere, and then it's like, hot, hot, hot. So I'm like, oh. So I call him back, and he hears, hello? Buster Poindexter, hot, hot, hot. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's a perfect song for it. But then he goes on to throw, like, six other songs at me. He's like, or you could do the da-da-da-da-da. No. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Tequila.
That one, yeah. Yep. But replace tequila with hot dog. I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. He's like, okay. Well, then do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Because people always think of hot. I'm like, no, man, we're not at the ball game. He's like, okay, then that hot, hot, hot song. I'm like, yes, the hot, hot, hot song. I said, so far, that's, you know, people seem to be agreeing on that. We'll go with that. So we'd like to mention Adam, who called us. Didn't even fucking bother doing the email thing. Called me and left a voicemail telling me that hot, hot, hot was the song to go. Or as he put it, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, hot, hot, hot. And then Rob, who sent us an email and is already my fucking hero for setting up the MySpace page, www.myspace.com/misinformationpodcast. So he's pimped for that too. And as long as we're talking about, you know, ways to contact us, you can still email us at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com. And you can also go to the website, www. It's just http://misinformation.podbean.com. You can put comments and stuff on there, and we really want to hear from people. We got some good comments at Quick Stop Entertainment at www.quickstopentertainment.com, owned by Kevin Smith, run by Ken Plume, who is a god among men. that there's some comments in the thread for misinformation, because it's got its own thread on the message boards, and people are giving us some good feedback, you know, talking about the levels and what they'd like to hear, that they'd like to hear the music down a little bit, and so that you can hear the voices. It makes it a little easier to concentrate, which with this new equipment, man, I'm a monkey fucking a football here, man. I'm trying to figure this stuff out, but since Corey hasn't been able to come over and help, I'm just fumble fucking my way through this. So, well, we'll get there. But we really, really, really appreciate the input. So, you know, if I can, even if you just want to drop an email and say hi, you know,
we're still learning. By no means we pros.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no. I mean, it's probably good that we're not getting paid for this right now, but you know, Ken, that's not to say we won't eventually be at professional caliber. I mean, we'll never be any Cabin Fever. Thank God. Hi guys. How you doing? Good. Good, you guys good over there in Ireland? Good, 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 good. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Go USA! Little jingoism, jingoistic rant there for everybody. So yeah, hi Aaron and Fitzy. You good? All right, we're good here. So yeah, but we'll be professional, Ken. We can be professional. Weller's fucking straightening me out here. I used to be all over the place, and now he's
pretty much, yeah.
He's the yin to my yang and several other cliches. So keep us in mind, Ken. I love you. You need your car washed, or you need like siding pressure washed on your house, or you need your aquarium cleaned out, or lawn mowed? Because I can do that for you, Ken. Whatever you need, man. You need massage. Happy ending, whatever it takes.
I'm not that desperate, but I'll probably get some glitter, I guess. Slightly used, but it still does the job.
That's awesome. So yeah, so we got that going for us, which is all. We have a listener in Chile. I don't know where the fuck they came from. I really don't. I think we might have talked about it last week. I don't remember. Did we bring that up at all?
No.
We can track the listenership from the podcast. And we see all these different people that different places that we know they're listening from. And if anyone knows who the listener from Chile, I implore you, reveal yourself. How did you find us? How do you know who we are? Do you speak English? Why every time I think of your country do I get hungry? Chili with crackers, peanut butter bread.
Maybe they're just trying to learn in English. They just listen to us. And
oh, wow. What a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
For the folks in Chile, fuck, not an acceptable word to use in normal conversation.
No.
All right. And if you've been listening to Cabin Fever lately, cunt. Also not an acceptable word.
They just don't care for that too much.
No, no. If you're over across the pond, it flies a little better. But here?
No.
No. So, yeah. If somebody's listening, it's weird. But we want to know who the fuck you are. So send us an email, okay? Misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com. I want to know who these people are in Chile, okay? As long as – oh, and I made a button for Cabin Fever. In reference to a conversation they'd had of like maybe 10 podcasts ago about Lego titties. Donkey, for Christ's sake, answer my private message on Quickstop so I can get your email address so you can get those buttons made. I got my t-shirt in the mail the other day, my Cabin Fever t-shirt. These fuckers. Jenny bought it as a surprise. It's a kitten. This kitten is trying to provoke you t-shirt. Those are fucking pimp. Karma. Karma Attack on the Quickstop boards made those shirts for those guys. So maybe once we get popular enough, we'll do
oh,
the
yeah.
same thing.
Oh,
we'll,
yeah.
we'll have people design stuff.
The hot
for
dog
us.
Truck.
That'd be awesome. perfect. Somebody put this together. Fucking Antonio Bay, if you're listening, dude, here's what I want. Or Karma, if Karma listens, which I hope he does. What I see is like an ice cream type truck. Okay. Just in the two color design. With the ice cream truck with like a hot dog on the door, and on the side of the truck is Buster Poindexter's face.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all, that's the whole design. All right, that's design it for us. And oh, props. Lots of props. And because I would love to have some fucking clothing.
We will send you two boxes of glitter.
Where are you getting all this fucking glitter, dude?
I've got connections, man. You don't want to know.
You got glitter connections?
Yeah.
know fucking people. Folks that are snorting it or what?
I know people in the glitter business.
Are you fucking friends with some fairies or what? And I don't mean like...
Actually,
like,
unicorns. I don't like to talk about it. It's real sensitive, but...
As far as this fucking legend here now or what? I mean, is fucking... Is fucking the guy who played fucking Pennywise gonna jump out?
There's a guy down the road. He's trying to breed a unicorn. He's like, they've got like, he's getting pretty close. There's some nubs.
Does anybody explain to him that that's just a goat with a fucking
toilet paper? He's got a dream, man. I don't want to ruin it for him.
Toilet paper tube, duct tape. I just encourage him. I don't know if they're growing anything in the neighborhood you live in. It's not unicorns, brother. All right, it's a green leafy substance. I've been over there. Fuck. So yeah, Karma, Antonio Bay, begging for some stuff to be designed. That would be great. Rock out with your cocks out. I don't have the kind of design abilities that you guys have, so it'd be awesome. I'm just fucking begging for free shit right now. I should be ashamed of myself. The most fucked up part is you're a graphic designer, man.
I'm lazy, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a graphic designer with no drive. I do pretty much, my medium is a pencil, and I do a lot of stick figures. That's pretty much what you're telling me, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
You prick. Yeah, so we're working on that. You had a topic for us, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did you want to talk about today?
This involves group sex with ugly chicks. And people, I'm asking you, like, this. I have this theory about involving group sex with multiple partners of women. And I've asked, I'm going to say, well over 100 men, because I thought of this a couple years back. And anytime I meet a new group of guys, I always bring this up. The guys always agree with the same thing up to a point, and then I've never had a single guy agree with the final end of it, which I find bizarre. So hopefully somebody out there will, you'll either want to agree with this at the end, or you'll know somebody that agrees. I just want to know there's somebody out there that will do this. So the theory is like this, all right? I used to work with two guys.
I'm telling you, this fucking better pay off, because your buildup was a rambling mess.
No, this is good.
Okay.
All right, I used to work with two roommates, and one of the roommates I worked with every single night, and they came in together, and this one guy turns to me, he's like, man, he's like, my roommate just fucked these two nasty chicks. Like, it was so disgusting. I couldn't believe he did that. I was like, so yeah, like, it was a three-way or just one after the other? He's like, no, it was a three-way. I was like, well, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, 5 being average, 1's nasty, 10's hot, where were they? Told me that 1 was a 2, 1 was a 3. I was like, okay, that's not very attractive. Started working a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute. I went back and I was like, you know what? Three ways are kind of special. I've never had a three way. But this is something like three ways. Like, it's something as a guy that most guys want. I'd say the average guy definitely wants a three way, but it's something that not every guy will attain.
I would say that all guys. Even
it's a
gay
special
guys,
event.
Even it's gay guys would probably be down for the three way.
It's special.
Yeah.
So my reasoning was,
it's like
you would do the math.
Like,
you're
like
doing
your
two
birthday.
Chicks at the same time. So you'd take the two, take the three, you're doing them at the same time. That would be the equivalent of having sex with a five. So I go back to him. I explain this to him. He's like, I never really thought of it. I was like, would you make fun of your roommate for fucking an average-looking chick? He's like, no. I was like, then you can't make fun of him.
But is a 5 on the scale of 1 to 10, is a 5 to average?
A 5 to me, like, you're in, like, a club or something, and a 5 would be a girl that you just kind of blends in with the crowd.
But what
she's not nasty. Like, you might check her out if you end up talking to her, and, like, you might go dance with her and maybe take her home, but she's not going to, like, just... You're not going to be staring at her all night, but at the same time, like, if she does talk to you, you're going to be very interested.
Okay, but...
Just
like,
average.
So you're working from a scale of 1 to 10, and you got a 5, which is, you're calling it
your
average.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Average female.
Now, you know when you get grades in school, okay, you have A through F.
Right.
Okay, they say a C is average. But
it's
if
not.
But if you get straight Cs, you're kind of retarded.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so does the 1 through 10 grading scale work the same way?
Totally different.
So she doesn't have like a lazy eye or a hair.
See,
lip
most
or...
guys grade way too high, but like a 5, even women, like a 5 is good. That means you're a normal chick. There's
okay.
Nothing wrong with being average.
Well, okay, if so like a 5, like I'd put Jenny, like I'd put her at like, I'd put her at like an 8 or 9. I mean, you know, nobody's perfect.
Right.
So I'm not going to give anybody a 10.
And
so.
See, every guy is going to, like you, some guys are into bigger girls, some guys like blonde, some guys like brunette. So every guy's going to view a chick different. I'm saying, for the average guy, they'd probably find a 5 decent.
Okay, so, oh man, a 5.
And then I've also, like, gone, like, if I go further, so imagine having a 3 with 2 average-looking girls, or doing a girl that was a 10. And most guys like think about it, and I get answers like some guys like, oh, if I had a chance to do a 10, I definitely want that. But also guys like the three-way special, like I have a three with two average looking chicks, I definitely want that. So
I would,
my answers always break down like half and half there all the time.
I would easily take the three-way with two average looking chicks.
As would I.
Because the 10 is not going to be any good bet.
Right.
Mediocre chicks are way better bet because they fucking try harder. All right.
So like I still get, there's always good conversation at this point, but it breaks down when you get further up. And I even go so far as to promise there'd be no STDs. None of the girls will get pregnant. They won't stalk you. You'll never see them again. Just nothing bad will come of this. But I'll go, no guy has ever said he will do 10 ones rather than a 10, ever.
Oh, and because on that scale, I mean, it's a
But see, think, because every guy's like, what's a one? And of course, it'd be a disgusting female.
Well, it'd be as far down on the scale as you could go.
Oh, yeah, being disgusting.
I mean, a one would be fucking...
However, how many guys on this earth have had sex with 10, an 11 way, 10 girls at the same time? That's almost unheard of.
Well, but what are you going to do with all that, though? I mean, a threesome is confusing in theory. You know, I've never had one, but in theory, it's confusing enough.
I don't think a three would be that bad.
Really. It wouldn't be terrible, but, you know, you start getting into bigger numbers.
The five way might be a little out there, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you watch porn. You watch a lot
Correct.
Of porn.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And you get into the ones where it's like, you know, a gangbang or whatever. But reversed, you know, so it's like four or five girls, and it's just too much. I mean, you're not, I'm telling you, if five naked girls walk down those fucking basement stairs right now, and we're like, we're all gonna fuck you, I'd be like, too late. It's too much. It's too much. Too much?
But the novelty, that's what I'm trying to argue, like, the novelty, like, I would personally take the 10 over the 10 ones, but... there has to be a guy there that would want the 10 ones.
So you would, I'm getting this straight, you would take the 110.
Correct.
Like the perfect
yeah.
woman over the 10 one. Now, you're talking just physicality, though, and looks, right? You're not talking, like, personality when you're rating.
This is just on looks, right? Because this is just for the act, so personality means nothing. We're just going on looks only.
Because you put, like, you know, for example, like, you know, Jenny, you put, if everything's rolled in, like, I give her an 11 out of 10. Like, because she's got everything going
on. Oh, yeah. Normally, yeah, throwing personality with looks, because I'd rather have a chick with great personality than looks. But,
okay. I just want to make sure.
But for this, we're only going looks only, just because we're just talking about the act. We're not saying you're going to
make the chick. I think that my old lady's fucking gorgeous, like, just physically. I mean, that was the first thing, because I, you know, the first three times I saw her, all I did was look at her. I didn't even talk to her. So, obviously, I'm physically attracted to her. But, okay, I was just trying to figure out what the...
Yeah, this is just looks only.
So, just looks. I don't know, man. A lot of those 10s. A lot of those 10 chicks. Not good in bed. Not good. So I would take the 10 over 10 ones. Because that... A one is going to be a fucking...
But see, it's not necessarily like an obese chick. It could be... Maybe she's like 70 with no teeth.
Or has like inverted nipples.
Right, right.
Fucking
just something
real hairy
really
bush.
Weird.
Yeah,
right.
I can't deal with that. No. I know. No, I'd be off-putting. She'd probably smell bad or something. I mean,
yeah,
to get all the way down to a one, it wouldn't just be one negative characteristic. It would be several bad things.
Right.
Like, you know, like chicks that you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, and then you see them with kids and the famous Jeff Foxworthy bit. Oh, somebody had sex with that woman. Yeah, I can't do it, man. No. No. However, I do 2 fives in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would take the 2 fives over
you know,
ten also.
But so where do you draw the line? So if you take the 2 fives, that's a given. 2 average chicks. Would you do a 4 and a 2 instead of a 6? Or would you rather have a 6? Yeah, dead air.
I'll go with the 6 on that. I'll go with the 6.
Because the 2 fucks it up for you, doesn't it?
But just going to the 10, I'd probably like, I don't know, 7 and a 3 would be the most extreme I'd go, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go any for like an 8 and a 2, that'd be the 2's
8 and a 2, yeah. Yeah.
3 at least, you're like, just ugly, not like not like trying to like vomit and...
You're just ugly. You don't have like an arm off or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no prosthesis. It just sucks because like the you would almost have to lay out like I would have to see a series of pictures to know like, okay, so like a 1 is like cave woman and then like a 10 is like Eliza Dushku. Oh, Jenny's gonna be pissed. We just had it. And she fucking ripped my ass.
This is for informational purposes.
Yeah, she ripped my ass though, because I fucking said something I shouldn't have on the podcast with Eric, the one before, the one we recorded, where I said, I'd leave my old lady in a minute for Eliza Dushku. and she was listening to it at work, and I get a text message that says, "You insensitive little fuck." I'm like, oh, damn it. That's bullshit. Yeah, so I'd have to see, but I'd have to see like several pictures, you know, like on the pain thing when you go to the hospital,
it's got
like, a smiley face. I need to see that version for attractiveness of women, you know, the scale. So I could kind of say, okay, well, I'd take that and that, but I wouldn't take that. And so at any point, would you take three threes over a nine? I would. I don't think I can do it. A three is really close to a two, which is really close to a one. You know,
I could do a six and two twos, maybe.
Really?
Or a five, a three, and a two.
Oh, I think anytime you get those real, the whole idea behind it is really only interesting when you're dealing in the mid range. When you're dealing like
A three, and a four.
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, because like seven, six, and five is pretty much the only place I want to jockey around a whole lot. And if you do a seven, you got to get a three in there.
Right.
And that three is, but it's a lot like going to the bar in college because most sevens have a three with them.
That's how girls are. There's always the like the big girl, the ugly girl. It's the way girls are.
Usually tens will only run with like nines and eights, but a seven will definitely have a three with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is like a nerd conversation about sex because it's like we're talking
and
about
it's all, they're always binary. Best friends.
Oh, yeah. This is my best friend because she wants you to know that she is only hanging out with her because they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, because girls are like that. They like to hang out with people that they find attractive.
It makes them more attractive.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. A lot of my buddies are ugly. I don't give a shit. You know, I mean, what do I care? I'm not going to try to fuck them. But I think in a girl, in the back of a girl's mind, she's like, if hard pressed, I would fuck this girl. In most cases. Am I wrong?
Even to go to like a stupid like restaurant or just a lame ass club, like girls will spend forever getting ready. Guy just, whatever he's wearing, he's gone.
Well, basically
maybe a little bit of like touch up in the hair or something, but 5 minutes, you're out.
Say I'm out with my buddy, right? Okay. But we have to stop at the bank. And very rarely do I go inside to the bank, but this one time we go inside and I go up to the window, you know, up to the teller and I'm withdrawing money. A robber comes into the bank and he's like, the only way you motherfuckers are going to get out of here is if you fuck each other. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to die. Okay. But chicks will fuck each other.
They'll
fucking dyke out. You know, but if they're like, you're going to die unless you suck each other's cocks off. I'm dead, man.
Brains everywhere.
I'm dead. I got no fucking love for blowing my buddy because then you live through it. Things are always going to be a little weird.
Yeah, how can you talk to that person?
No, yet? But two chicks dyke out, and they're like, hey, remember the time we fucking ate each other's pussies? Oh, that was awesome.
It's like female bonding or something.
Yeah, and I don't get it. Like, and I'm cool with that. I don't feel like I would feel better if I was okay to suck my buddy's cock off. But, like, you know, like, that's the way women are. It's fucking weird. They can make out at a party, and then they're like, oh, remember in college? It was so cool. You tuck your tongue in my throat, and then you touch my boobie. Oh, and then we took a picture of it, and I was like, girls, come on. And the dude's like, remember that time you fucking brushed up next to me and your fucking cock kind of hit my leg? Fucking sleep with one eye open, asshole, because I'm not sucking your cock off. You know?
That's, oh, yeah.
The difference between dudes and chicks is completely fucking...
Well, you're even talking about it. Like, most guys I know just fucking... There'd be no talking. Fist in the face.
Or just they never hang out again.
Yeah.
Like, they're best friends. It's like, dude...
That dude's fucking weird.
You stood a little too close to me at the bar and... I could feel the heat of your body next to my penis. We're done hanging out. Is the subconscious shit that goes on. Holy shit, man. We were fucking tearing through this podcast. Wow. So, okay. So that's, 7 and 3. Probably as deep as I'd go if I had to.
I agree.
But I think I'd rather do a 6 and a 4. I mean, if I had to, I'd go for a 6 and a 4. But I got to see the fucking pain threshold pictures to figure it out. I don't know what else we would do. Oh, shit. Real quick. Quickstopentertainment.com, message boards, then the forums. We're having a vote for the best guest host so far on the show. Whether it's Adam from episode 5.1, Eric from episode 14, or Weller from episodes now 15 and 16. So, Adam, episode 5.1, Do You Hear What I Hear? Eric from episode 14, Return to the Fanboys, and Weller from episode 15, Mormon Than You, and episode 16, which will be named later because I always name them while I'm editing them. So, yeah. But yeah, you vote, go to www.quicksideentertainment.com/forums. Find the misinformation. It's under the podcast and vote. I think you have to be registered to vote, though. But all the people who are registered can go there and fucking vote. Quit being slacker-ass slackers and get some shit done because you want to be a fucking active participant. This is the fucking internet age, bitches. You can be a fucking part of this show. So do it. Do it. Yeah, so there's that. Okay. Oh, and guest host Eric lost a ton of fucking Buffy collectibles and shit in his basement when Waterloo flooded the other day. So if you got any extra Buffy collectibles that you might want to be willing to part with, send this fucking kid so he can, you know, get his... He's a huge Buffy guy, and I feel terrible for him. They had just moved, and so all their shit was in boxes in the basement. He had some of his more high-end collectibles were up in, a China hutch and stuff. I don't mean to bring the fucking podcast down, but a lot of his collectibles got busted. So if anybody, you know, feels like helping the guy out a little bit by sending him some collectibles, get a hold of me and we'll work something out. I'd say we'll send you a t-shirt or something, but glitter. That's kind of, yeah.
Glitter and a hot dog.
Glitter and a fucking hot dog. We'll fucking flash freeze that bitch. Send it to her. So yeah, there's that. You had another topic, didn't you?
Yeah, actually I did. I know last week it touched on a little bit the fact that I'm bald. It doesn't bother me at all. I appreciate other bald guys that don't try hiding it. I just think you should be bald and proud. But, side note, I got my haircut recently at Cost Cutters.
You go and get your haircut?
Yeah. It makes a mess doing it at home.
Dude.
Your Cost Cutters is like $12. Come on.
Dude,
will pay $12 to have to clean up the hair all over the floor.
A pair of electric clippers is $12, and I just threw a pair away that I bought like 3 years ago.
I don't like the cleaning stuff. I'll pay $12 for them to sweep and clean afterwards.
How often do you go?
Plus there's like the hairline. Oh, only like once a month, maybe.
You still go once a month?
Yeah.
You fucking dumbass. Are you serious?
$12, man.
$12? That's like a fucking case of Busch Light.
It's like 2 gallons of gas. Nothing, man. Nothing.
2 gallons
anyway, of gas. My point is, I'm sitting at Cost Cutters. Very, very cheap place to get a haircut. And I'm the only person in there. There's an older couple. They're, I'd say, probably in their mid-70s. Very happily married. It's very obvious they're happily married. They're getting their haircut together.
Oh, that's sweet.
And
they wear matching tracksuits or anything?
No.
Okay.
They go, like, he walks out to the car and puts her in, shuts the door. He comes back in to pay for it. He's paying for both. I'm thinking, you know, like, my first thought is just, it's nice to see, like, couples that have been together for this long. Because, you know, even to today's age, like, a couple that's married for 5 years is actually something that should be applauded. It's rare. It's sad, but true. It's just the sign of the times. So,
well, for a guy to find, you know.
A guy to find a woman so great he can stay with her for, like, 30, 40 years, you know, I applaud this.
Well, if they're 70, cool they've probably been married like 50 years.
Yeah. So anyway, he's lucky for this reason. But he goes up there and they give him this bill for him and his wife, and it's maybe a little over $30.
Right.
Not bad for two. I mean, I've been to places where the $30 would be for one person.
Right.
So he gets up there and right away he's like, whoa, you forgot to give me the senior citizens. I mean, he gets angry about it.
Right.
He's like, my senior citizens discount.
Well, he is part of the greatest generation, for Christ's sake.
He is, but I'm saying he's going to a cheap place for a haircut. It's not like...
He fought a world war for you, asshole.
You know what he got off the senior citizen discount? I heard $2. $2. That's not my point, though.
Right.
My point is, so I'm like listening to him argue about this discount. I'm like, wow, you're at a cheap-ass place for a haircut. You're a happily married guy. Just let things, I'll let some things go. But I'm looking at him. As I'm looking at him, this guy has a full head of hair. Amazing head of hair for his age.
Right.
I'm like, wow, here I am. I'm not even 30, and I'm definitely bald. I'm not even close to not being bald. It's right. Obvious I'm bald.
Right.
And I start thinking about it over and over again. I'm like, you know what? This is not fair. Like, he gets a discount only for being old. Anybody can be old. You just... You know,
eat live.
Somewhat, yeah, live, not die.
Just, hey, keep breathing.
I didn't die for a lot of days in a row, so give me the cheap haircut. And the more I think about this, the more I get more and more and more pissed off. I'm like, I'm young, I'm bald. There should be a fucking bald discount. They only have to cut half my fucking hair. I shall have to pay half the bill. It takes them 2 minutes to cut my fucking hair. Why do they have to get charged with a dude with a full head of hair? And then they're even clipping it. Because that's the only like option as a bald man. It's a decent thing to do is just you buzz it really, really short.
Right. The Bruce Willis.
Yes. That's what I do. And the more I think about this, there should be a discount for bald men, young bald men. There should be something good for being bald and being young. That's my point. So anybody out there that agree with me?
Well, because all we get are fucking
next time we get your haircut, be like, hey, I want the bald man discount.
The only thing we get are sunburns and not ID'd anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing good for being bald and being young at all. Well, other than maybe getting out of bed and you can just get ready to go.
Well, that 4 minute showers are pretty nice.
Yeah.
But I used to go to this place in Ames where I went to college, Iowa State, called We Care Hair. It was basically cost cutters. It was just a different type of, you know, I don't know if We Care Hair is national. I don't know if that travels at all. I don't know. But cost cutters is national, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But We Care Hair, they had a couple locations down there. And I would go in. It was before I started shaving my head. And I'd always tell them the number one guard on the sides and back, just kind of even it out on top. And finally, one day, she did the number one guard or the number two guard. I can't remember for sure. And she gets to the top and she goes, how about I just leave it and only charge you half? Nice. I wanted to fucking cunt punt her. I swear to God.
But think about it.
I said it. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, God. I wish I had an accent and make it okay. But, yeah, I wanted to – oh, I was pissed. Because finally at that point I had to admit. I had to admit if a professional is telling me, it's going, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucked, you know. And
you're not fooling anybody.
No, and I used to have such a beautiful head of hair. Like, I used to have to go in – because I used to go to Cost Cutters when I lived here before I went to college. And I would go in and get – it thinned out with the thinning shears. Like, they're weird shears. It's like they have a comb on one side and then the regular cutters on the other side. And it would thin out because my hair was so fucking thick, I would get so hot and I couldn't do anything with it. So I'd get it cut to length and then they'd run the thinning shears, which basically kind of, you know, took sections out, but you couldn't tell because it was like graduated and it worked really nice. And it felt a lot nicer, especially in the summer. And I go from that to, how about I just leave the top alone and charge you half?
You think anybody that works at a hair salon, if some young guy comes in and he's bald, you know, throw him a bone, give him fucking half. Give him the senior citizen's discount.
But don't you think, you know, you and I are both, we've accepted the fact that we're bald.
Yeah.
But you get somebody like my dad, for example. My dad, you know, he knows he's bald, but he won't let go of that fucking hair that he's got. He's got the reverse fryer tuck to where it's long in the front and not long, but he keeps growing it out. He wears a hat fucking everywhere he goes. So I'm like, just shave your fucking head. And he's like, well, I work outside. I'm like, yeah, so shave your head and keep wearing a hat, you know. But some people won't let go and it would offend him. I mean, he cuts his own hair now, which is just weird because he still uses scissors and shit. So it's like, you know, he's using the comb and the scissors. I'm like, dude, you realize that you could get that done in like 5 minutes if you just use the clippers.
That's what the Flowbee's for.
Oh, Jesus. Does anybody use that anymore? Like a Flowbee? But I think some people would find it a little offensive, don't you? They'd be a little put off by it. Like, if they're like, you'd have to know them pretty well. Do you go to the same lady every time to get your haircut, or is it just
the same group of girls.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I recognize any of them, but I...
They ever hit on you?
Not at this one. The other one I had, there was this really hot chick that gave me a lap dance once. She was probably like a little over 4 foot tall, and she couldn't reach. My chair was all the way to the ground. She couldn't reach like to shave the back of my head.
Yeah.
She crawls up in my lap and straddled me, like her tits are like all over my face, and she's buzzing the back of my head.
Did you ask her for her phone number?
The best haircut I've ever had.
Did you ask her for her phone number?
No, I didn't. We were talking because she got into talking, and I found out that she was from Omaha, and I used to live in Omaha, so she talked to Omaha for a while.
When the fuck did you live in Omaha?
That would have been like second or third grade.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago.
Recently. When did? No wonder you haven't called in a while.
Anyway, in this discussion, she mentioned that her fiance was still in Omaha, so she was not.
Yeah, they're obviously close. Because, you know, they have those stools that they can stand on to cut your hair if they have to. So you could have fucked that girl, and you fucking blew it.
I probably did, yeah.
Good job. Good fucking job, dude. That's awesome. You ever notice how they all have that weird haircut, too? Like, you can pick out a fucking hairdresser or hairstylist.
They love going from, like, one side of the head to the other one. It's always, like, slicked down, or they'll have, like, a streak of some weird color in it. Yeah.
And the
way too much hairspray.
Well, and hairstylists always have the worst haircuts.
They do.
And you're like, okay, if I went to a mechanic, right, and he is out working, like, he rolls up the same time you do, and he's driving a fucking Gremlin with, like, one donut and the bad exhaust and rust everywhere, I'm not letting him fucking work on my car.
Right.
Right? So why go to a fucking hair... Not, it's not something I need to worry about anymore, but why go to a fucking hairstylist who has the worst fucking taste and style? ever. Like, looks like a fucking skunk, butt fucked a porcupine, and it somehow made a baby. Like, I don't get that shit at all.
No, I agree with you though. That's something though that you only see at like the cheap places. Because I've been to some nice salons and like chicks there are fucking hot, but you pay through the teeth to get your haircut.
Have you ever been to Jiva on Main Street in Cedar Falls?
Yeah, not to get
like
a haircut. But
it's like a salon. What'd you go there for?
Massage. It was not. I didn't pay for it, but it was a gift.
But I used to go there to get my back waxed. Hey Beth, are you listening? If you're listening, email me because I miss you. But not enough to come let you yank hair on my back again. I hope Greg is the guy you married. Very giant man. With the love for you. I hope he's doing well. But anyway, I miss you, Beth. We had good talks because she used to kind of take the pain away by we'd bullshit. Yeah. And she had neat hair. Like, she had real, I liked her hair. It was very simple, yet she'd do funky stuff with it. But some of those girls, their hair was a little obnoxious there. And that's a fucking expense. That's probably one of the most expensive places in town. I bet a haircut there is like $50 or $60, you know, at least. I don't know what the fuck am I talking about. But
The way it looks, I can believe that.
Because they do all the, they have estheticians there that do waxing and facials and all that shit. But a fucking story for another day is some of the shit Beth has told me that she's had to witness. And she has made a whole new set of rules for what she will and won't do. She will not wax men anymore. No more. Because one time a guy fucking... She said like 90% of guys get wood when they're getting waxed. And she's like, well, it's physiological. You know, it's just a natural reaction. I'm like, bullshit. Because if somebody's ripping fucking hair out of my Johnson, I'm not popping wood. They want to fuck you, honey. That's the problem.
See, it's funny you mention that, actually. Because when I did get my massage, the whole time before, I was really nervous to like go in. But I was like, I just did not want it to be a guy. I was like, it weirded me out.
I don't think they have any guys that work there.
I didn't know. I've never been there. I've never had a massage before. I was just like, I just do not want a guy like rubbing all over me with like oil and shit. I just don't want that. I'm not homophobic, but I do not want that.
No, I don't want any guy. We used to have to do
massages. So then I get there, and then it occurs to me, I never thought of the fact that like, what's this girl going to look like? Is she going to be like smoking hot? Because then like, I know I'm going to get like a hard on. That'll be all fucking awkward and as shit. Because I didn't know. Like, I know now that it's fairly common for guys to get wood, but like at this point I didn't know that. And I was like, God, I'm gonna get a fucking hard and this is gonna be way fucking awkward.
So is that something they break to you right away? Like, hey, I'm pretty good. You might
No, I ended up meeting a girl that actually went to massage therapy school and she said that it's fairly common. It's not like they're trained to just kind of ignore it and just work around it.
How do you ignore a hard on though? I mean, really. I mean, really.
You act professional about it. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
they obviously know it's there.
So basically they rub it down, they get to the fucking, they salute.
You don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. They salute and then they just go back to work. Cause, I mean, fucking now, I suppose if I pop wood, they're just going to breeze right over it. Cause I got a little wiener. So they're not.
So now I'm thinking like, I don't want it to be this nasty, ugly chick, but then I don't want it to be a smoking hot chick either. Just cause I don't want like the hard on factory.
Right. And if it's an ugly chick and you get a hard on, she's going to fucking get her hopes up.
So I'm sitting there waiting, and finally the massage therapist comes in, and she's very attractive.
Yeah.
And she comes out with this little sheet, and she's like, you've got an hour paid for, just whatever you want me to focus on, just go ahead and circle it, and I'll make sure I go with that really well.
Big circle.
So I grab it, I sit down there, I'm like, wow, you know, I could do some crazy stuff. And I was like, I don't know if I trust myself. So I just circled the top half of my body. She comes back, she's like, okay. I'm like, what's up? She's like, just my back's really sore, just kind of focus there. She's like, this is an hour massage. She's like, I can easily do your whole body. But I chickened out. I was like, just the top half. So I actually got a double massage from the top half, just because I was so worried about getting a hard on.
That's fucking awesome, dude. She comes out, she's all fucking hot. And you're like, oh. oh, shit. Well, nothing personal, honey, but... I don't want to blow in your face.
I suppose if I like went was a regular customer, I probably wouldn't be like, what if I had like, if I talked to her before and I got a hard on, it wouldn't be as weird, but just some strange lady all of a sudden, I'd never really talked to her before, all of a sudden, bing.
See, I thought when you said there's this sheet, she was going to come out and it was going to have all these boxes that you're supposed to check. Like, if I get a hard on, I will not try to rub it on the table. You know, that kind of shit.
Shoot it over there.
Be like, okay, welcome to Jiva Salon Spa. I'm Melody. I'll be doing your rub down today. Here's the areas, you circle the areas you'd like to work on. Down here is the box. Check it for a happy ending. I'll step out and you can change.
Well, yeah, the whole point is to like reduce stress and get you relaxed. But just the fact of me worrying about this shit made me like 10 times more like stressed out than what's coming in there.
You're more fucking tense.
All she did was bring me back to where I was when I walked in. It's supposed to be like you feel way better, but I got so stressed out over this shit. I went to like from like a 4 to like a 9, and then she brought me back to the 4 when I was done. So I was no better off at all.
Well, let's see if she would have done it twice. She could have given you 2 4s, and you would have been happy.
Yeah, yeah.
On that note, we're out of time for this week. As always, this has been Misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I'm Willard.
Love you.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. We'll miss you, George. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. We might be laughing a bit too loud. Oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Much more fun. You know that only the good die young.